From the KBI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin Schrader. Governor Eric Greitens unveiled his proposed budget for the 2019 fiscal year Monday afternoon. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg has more on its impact on higher education.
While Governor Greitens' proposed 2019 budget included an increase in funding for K-12 education, higher education is facing a potential cut of over $96 million. Compared to last year's appropriations, that is a 9% cut. Proposed in the budget is the elimination in funding for all higher education initiatives. This includes the University of Missouri's Cooperative Medicine Program. Greitens commended the universities that worked with the government in an effort to eliminate costs before his recommendations.
We want to thank university leaders who've worked in partnership with us to identify savings. As just one example, President Choi and others did a study with PricewaterhouseCoopers and identified $70 million in savings.
Despite the cuts, Greitens did propose an increase in funding for higher education scholarships. Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.
Mid-Missouri will soon have a high school for people 21 and older. According to the Columbia Missourian, the school will be built and run by MERS Missouri Goodwill Industries, the nonprofit behind Goodwill thrift stores. Its aim will be to serve adults who have not completed their high school diplomas. MERS Goodwill intends to find a Columbia site for the school to open in October 2019, but will also consider Jefferson City. Three other adult high schools will be built in Missouri. The curriculum will not differ from that of a standard high school, and a diploma received from the school will not be any different than any other high school diploma. The schools will be called Goodwill Excel Centers, and they'll feature on-site childcare and career coaching for students. In 2017, 139 students in Columbia Public Schools dropped out of high school, according to the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. District spokeswoman Michelle Baumstark said the district tries to prevent students from dropping out, but the new school fills an obvious need. A man who embezzled at least $380,500 from a University of Missouri fraternity has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. 63-year-old Burt Beard of Kirksville was sentenced Monday in order to make restitution to the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity. The Columbia Tribune reports Beard apologized for his actions before he was sentenced. He pleaded guilty in September to bank fraud for embezzling the money. He was the fraternity Missouri chapter's treasurer for more than a decade. James Feuerbauer is the president of the corporation that owns the Sigma Alpha Epsilon house at Missouri. He said the building badly needed repairs during the time Beard was embezzling. The National Sigma Alpha Epsilon leadership ordered the Missouri chapter to cease all activity in December, citing an investigation into health and safety violations. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley says he wants a change in state law so that there are penalties if government agencies violate record retention laws. Hawley on Monday said there are currently no penalties if public bodies break that law by deleting certain records. He's asking lawmakers to change that, and he's also asking them to give his office the power to subpoena government agencies and officials in the course of public records investigations. Hawley's call to update state record retention laws comes as his office is looking into reports that fellow Republican Governor Eric Greitens and other top staffers in his office have confided app accounts. The app deletes messages after they're read and blocks screenshots. Hawley says the inquiry of Greitens' office is ongoing. Erin Schrader, KBIA News, Columbia.